Senor HaShabbos, so there too we could say that as long as the whole Beitzo, let's say, suppose, as long as the whole Beitzo did not come out Erev Yom Tov, so that means it was not made available, so then the Yisea of HaKhon HaRabbe applies, and even, let's say, the Yisea of Mashkin Shezobu or Peres HaNeishrim, so it's not a question of whether as such. Let's say, regarding a child who is born, let's say, all of the child comes out on Friday, let's say, before Shkia. And then the mute of the child comes out, let's say, after Shkia. So then it's a question of whether as such. Was he Neilat or not Neilat? But here it's not a question of Neilat. It's a question of whether it's Mukhon, whether it is made available or not. So one motion, the Gemara here in Rav is that even though the most of it came out, but still it was chosen sich me'o, so that means that in final analysis it was not made available Erev Yom Tov. It was chosen sich me'o. So the mele, it's also mitzad mukze, or mitzad achon el Rav. All right. Now we saw Rashi in that word of base says that Muros means that the Chalmon is fully developed, even though the Chalmon is not fully developed. And the Tur Yadeya says that from Rashi, that Rashi Shita is that even if there is no Chalmon at all, but as long as the Chalmon is completely developed, so it does not have a Shem Bosor, and it's not a loch on the Chol. And the Rashbo is Chalik, the Rashbo says that Mureis means that the Chalbon, Chalbon is fully developed. But both Rashi and the Rashbo, they say that the Tanakami is the Meikim. Tanakami is the Meikim. In other words, that even though it's Mureis beginning, as long as it's Muros, the Chalbon is developed, even though it's Mureis beginning, so still it's Muta. And Rabbi Yaakov is Machmir, and he says that if it's Mureis beginning, so it has a Shem Bos. Alright. Rabbi Yaakov ain't no Mureis beginning Asuris. Now the Rajban, the mentioned yesterday, he's the only one who is Chilik, and he says that the Tanakame is the Machmir. He says, Asher Tanagir is a Motzah Beit Gmura, it's a Beit Gmura means that everything is complete, the shell also, everything. But if it's not fully complete, or if the shell is still missing, or even if it's there, but it's not complete, the shell is not complete, even though it's not Mura Begidin, so it's still awesome. So Rabbi Yaakov is the maker. And Rabbi Yaakov says that as long as it's not Mura Begidin, even though it's not fully complete, so it's Mura. But that's only the Rashbam Shita. The Mordechai here in Beitza mentions the Rashbam Shita. I mean, the other Rishonim say that Tanakami is the Mekil, and Rabbi Yaakov is the Machna. Now, how do we pasken? So almost most of Rishonim pasken like Tanakami. However, the Rif pasken like Rabbi Yaakov. Why? I don't know. Should I mean Yochid Rabbi and Alochik Rabbi, but the Rif here in Beitza pasken like Rabbi Yaakov. Now, the Teisa says here, Umotso ba beitzim gmuris, Rabbi Yaakov formerly hoya muris, beginning asuris. So it's saying that Kim did Mureis, Keita Toyo Mureis. How is it Mureis? Now we see from Taisis, the Taisis also explains it like Rashi and the other Rishonim. In other words, that Tanakame is the maker. And Tanakame says that if it's Mureis, so it's Mureis, even though it's Mureis. Because if Taisis said they agreed with the Shita of the Rashbam, so it wouldn't say that's Kash. But Taisis agrees with the Shita of the other Rishonim. The Tanakami is the maker. So Tanakami says as long as the Beitzim are Beitzim Gmureis, even though it's Miureis, so it's Mutaloch and Becholo. So the Rabbi Yaakov comes and he's Machmir. And he says, if it's Miureis, if it's Mureis, though it's Gmureis, so it's Osa. So it's Osa. So here's the Kashe. How can it be Gmureis and still be Mureis? ופירוש הקונטרס דגמור עסקו על חלמו. אבל נזכה שעדיין השפרס מבחוץ רק החום, אוקיי, כוי רבי יעקב וכאומר, אם הוא יאמור, and the Rashbam says that Gmuri does not go on, does not refer to the Chelmon, but the Chelmon, but still it's possible. I mean that it should be Muri, as long as the shell is not there, even though the Chelmon is there, so it's possible it should be Muri. So according to the Kame, if it's Gmureis, it has the yolk and the white, even though it doesn't have the shell at all, so, and even though it's Gmureis, so it's Mutaloch and Becholo, and Rabbi Yaakov says, no, if it's Gmureis, it's also Loch and Becholo. If you ask for him, like, Sinon Gmureis, nicht, v'horach lochig asinon, u'motzo bo beitzi mutoris Loch and Becholo. Rabbi Yaakov. Now the Shin Kubetzes of Kame, that Mem Zayin, and that Tzuge, so he mentions, I think, the name of the Rivo. So the Rivo says that according to the Girsik, or Umotso Babetzi, so Mutoris Lochon Becholov, not Motso Babetzi Gmureis, but Motso Babetzi Mutalochon Becholov, so then it will be Mutea. It will be muter even if nothing is fully developed, even though the yolk itself is not fully developed. So it will also be muter, according to the Girsik. All right. Shammai is making an account of Simchas Yontif, and Bisilel Aser, Amar Abichan Mechleves Hashita. All right. So there is a machlekes. Rashi says mechleves hashita means that the Mishneh, the roles of Bisham Bisil have to be reversed in the Mishneh of Mshevech. So in other words, so we should say Bisil leimrim, eimelichen es asilu mshevech leshevech, u Bisham amatire. But the Mishneh of Hashechet kedikoye koye. But Rav Netam, he says that mechleves hashita has reference to the Mishneh of Hashechet. So that means that Bisham I say that it's Osea to Shech, and Bisil say that it's Muta to Shech. So maybe Bisil say it's Muta to Shech, so the Aloch is like Bisil. The Aloch is like Bisil. Alright, now, now the 15th line from the bottom, the Tesvet, the last Tesvet, Somer Abichim, Mechleves Hashito, the 15th line from the bottom, so he says, so Tesvet is Masik and Rashi, and then he says, L'kach Pirish Rav Netam, the Mechleves Hashito hain edavka ayidi ha-sheikhet, the Bisil Savri Yachva v'deka v'yichas, v'ashem nichak, v'im Rav Netam t'miyan, al ma hu yitzchichu eilu machone, v'zocher ani v'mina ahusi v'amatzchinon klar, achato v'fima shetou, v'isvurim di Mechleves l'kua ha-sheikhet, ובסיל לחומרי, לפיחוך מצחיך רחונה. So Rav Netam says that the reason is why people require רחונה, so is because they thought that the פשט עם מחלבס השיטו is as Rashi says, that מחלבס השיטו, the Mishneh of Shevech is מחלבס, but the Mishneh of השייכת כדיקוי קוי. So that means that בסיל הוא המחמירים, and בסיל say that it's also to Shech. So that's why we require Achone. That's why we require Achone. But the emes is, Rav Netam says, no, that Mechleves Hashita means that the Mishneh of Hashechet is Mechleves. So Bisil say that he's allowed to Shech. So then we don't need any Achone altogether, and not if they can know. So Rav Netam, and Rav Netam Shita is that it's Muta to Shech, even if there was no Dekanot altogether. So he says, Umi Uzeini, but Tesis is Masikan Rav Netam. And Tesis says, Umi Uzeini, the Perushi Name, the Chola Poche Savre Bisilo, my Savre Bishama Mikore. U Bishama Boye Dekanos,
ואפילו בו פתחו הבוע האחרונה. מדיקום ארוך עד כאן וכמרי בשם מאוסם ודיקה לקנאות. משמע אפילו בו פתחו הבוע בשם לקנאות ודיעי משמע חונה. כפירוש הקונטרס. ותדע דימוי כן הודי כמר רב יהודה ליאל ושיש לדקה נאוס לבל ליבל בסילל ולמסכונה דאם רב בסילל שיחפה בדקה לכתחילה נשחי ואף אגב דמי סמילצד רב יהודה גבי ומיידים מכל מוקים כוי הכול למסליס כפרישת So, what does Teisa say? So Teisa says that even though Rav Yudah's din of is as reference to Bisilel, I mean, to those who say that it's Oseh, that it's Oseh to Sheikh Lechatzile, but the same aloha applies to Bisham. And the Mele, according to Rabbi Tam's Pshat, so he says, even if we accept Rabbi Tam's Pshat, that Mechlev Zashita means the Mishnah of Sheikh is the Mechlev is, So Bishilu are those who say that it's Mutal Chathile. But whatever is true, I'll leave those who are Machmir in connection with the Devet is also true in respect to those who are Mekil in connection with the Chathile. This is so Tesis is Matzik Rabbi Tam. But Rabbi Tam, Shita is not like that. So Rabbi Tam says, that actually we don't need any achonos, and we can take the offer and be mechasi, and we are even allowed to shecht lechatchile. We are even allowed to shecht lechatchile without tekanos. He says without any achone altogether. That means without a tekanos. Why? Because apparently Rav Netam holds that with the revushiation tekanos in BDA has only reference to Bisila. Now Bisilel, Amachmir, so they asked Lechatchile to shecht altogether. So even with the Dekanos, they asked to shecht Lechatchile. But Im Shochat Sheyachta B'deker, they are made with Nechase, so Bisilel, Amachmir, so they are only Matir, the Evet, either is the Dekanos. Masheinki Bishamayu is Mekil, So he's making Lechatchile to Sheikh even without Lekanot. And since Mechleves Ashito means that Bisilu is making, so Mele Ramatam Shita is that it's Mutar even without Lekanot. That's the Shita Ramatam. Now, Teisa says the Kashe, that from this Gemara it's Mashma, that even those who are making, whether it's Bishamay or Bisila, So they are only Mekil if there is a Dekanot, but if there is no Dekanot, not. Because the Gemara says, Mimai, Dilmat kan likam Rabbi Shammai hosom aleichad ike Dekanot. Aval heichad leke Dekanot, loy. So the Gemara says, why should you say Mechleves Ashito? Why should we say Mechleves Ashito? Whether Mechleves Ashito is referenced to the Mishnah of Shevach, or it is referenced to the Mishnah of Ashech. So the Gemara says, we don't have to say Mechleves Ashito. Both Mishnas can be Tilikoye Koye. But then you ask, so Bishama and Bisilel, I mean, are contradicting themselves? Because in the Mishnah of Ashevech, so Bishama is the Machmir, and Bisilel is the Mekil. And in the Mishnah of Ashechet, so Bishama is the Mekil, and Bisilel is the Machmir. So the Gemara says, no, there is no stira. Dil me'at kan likame Bishama yhosom. True, that Bishama is Machmir. But the reason is why in the Mishnah of Hashechet, Bishama is Mekil, that you allow the Chathkele to Sheikh, El Heichad Ike the Kanoz. Abel Heichad Leke the Kanoz, Lord. So the Gemara says in so many words, that Bishama is only Mekil when there is the Kanoz. So that would be a Kashi against Amitam, but it's not a Kashi against Amitam. Because the Gemara here, Adarabe, since the Gemara says, "Mimai Dilma Atkan Likamra Bishamay Hosom Aleichad Dike Dekanot, Aleichad Lekad Dekanot Sloi," so we see that it's not so poshet that Bishamay only make you in case where there is Dekanot. The Gemara only says it as a possibility. In other words, there is no hechach in saying Mechleves Ashito. Maybe it's not Mechleves Ashito. So then, if it's not Mechleves Ashito, so there is Tire. So we can reconcile the apparent theory by saying that Bishamai are only Mati or there's a Dekanot. Mashenkin, so that's why they are Mekil. So there is no Srachiser involved. Mashenkin, Gabi Shevech, so then there is a Srachiser involved, there's an element of Iser, of Maresayim. So there Bishamai is Mati. So the Gemara only says Dilma as a way of reconciling so that you wouldn't have to say Mochleves Ashito. But since, according to the Gilas of Rabbeinu Tam, Mochleves Ashito remains in the Maskole, now that itself is told in two Gesoyes in the Gemara at the end, but since, according to the Gilas of Rabbeinu Tam, so Mochleves Ashito remains in the Maskone, so that means that this reputation of Dilma, a Dilma at Kalikama Bishama, he falls off in the Maskone of the Gemara. So since this reputation falls off, so then we say that according to Bishama, Bishama is Mekil, even without the Deccan Oath, and that's the reason as to why the Gemara said that there is an apparent stire, an account of which you have to reverse the Shita. So that seems to be Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that the whole aloha of Hushish Lekan Oats Midyein only applies to Bisila. And according to the Maskone of Rav Zashita, so it means it only applies to Bishama, who are Machna. But Mashenke, those who say that it's Mut who are Mekil, and they are Mekil because of Simchas Yontef, so then they are Mekil even without the canals. And that is Rashi Shita also. Now, then, so it could be that the Rashi, that just, so we see that Rashi applies the same Shita, Ligabi two things, Ligabi both prerequisites. First, Ligabi the prerequisite of Dekanotes and Bidein. So Rashi, together with Rabbeinu Tam, say that this prerequisite is only Alibe Bisile Ua Machmir, but not Alibe Bishame Ua Mekil. And from Rashi here, that Zayim and Beis, so it's Mashma that Ligabi Ofa Techuach. Ligabi Ofa Techuach, it is also. So Ligabi Ofa Techuach, when do we require that you offer the Fuach and without offer the Fuach now, that's a little bit Bisila, Fuamachna, but a little bit Bishamai not. Now the question arises, how can we say that? Now here, Rashi himself says, Rokov Ksishi. So Rashi says, So how can we say that Bishamai amatia mishum simchas yontef, if it's only a question of an Issa de Rabbonon? If it's only a question of an Issa de Rabbonon, so then we can say Bishamai amekil mishum simchas yontef, so the amatia, even though it would otherwise involve an Issa de Rabbonon. But if it's an Issa de Raise, so the mitzvah of Kisa Adam certainly cannot be deiche the love of Meloche. Love of Meloche. So we have to say, I mean, in other words, and that will answer the kashe of the Rishash. Now the Rishash has the kashe against Rashi. How does Rashi say that it's still the deiche, but the Tur and the Mechaber, they both say in Sinan Shin Chof Aleph that in Trino Elo Vidule Karke and Ofor is not Vidule Karke. So it could be that Rashi, even though the Rambam is certainly Chelik on this Tur and the Mechaber, the Rambam says that Ashof Matre, so is Chayim Mishutechim, but Rashi maybe is not Chelik. And Rashi could hold that according to Abayit, according to Abaye, that Imu is only Bidule Karake, so Menetchine is only Bidule Karake also. But it would be Tolu in the Machlekes Rabbe and Abaye. It would be Tolu in the Machlekes Rabbe and Abaye. So Memele, when the Gemore has the Kashe, the Korobit Ksishe, Korobit Ksishe, so the Gemore, so Rashi doesn't want to go into the question as to whether there is Imur Gidle Karki or Imur is not Gidle Karki, and the Mele, whether Trin is Gidle Karki or Trin is not Gidle Karki. That's still in the Machlekes Rabbe and Abaye. We pass like Abaye. But according to Rabbe, So you is shloimi lekake, is they shloimi lekake, so melech chine is also melech shloimi lekake. But the kashi is certainly according to Bisila. Bisila amachni. So Bisila are not matir in the Yisad Rabbono Mishum Simchas Yom. So even Alibed Abaye, that any more gide elo bidle kake, any more shaloi bidle kake, so the melee in tchile shaloi bidle kake, but with Rabbonon it's also there. And the point of Bisilael, who are machmir, so they are not matir Yisure de Rabbonon, on account of Simchas Yom Tev, and Simchas Yom Tev, or even an account of the mitzvah Kisu Adam, of the Mrs. Kisadam, so Memele, it should be also if it's not of a Tehuach. So Rashi says that Keseish is Techen. As to whether there will be Techen the Raise here or not, that is Toru in Machlekes Abaye and Rabbe. So Rashi doesn't want to go into it. But we have to say that, because from the Rashi before it says, Maya Asei Mishre, Hoyu Veimu Yofa Techuach. So in other words, so Alibed Bishamai, so Rashi says that even without Yofa Techuach. So that can only be if we assume that there is no Isat Chinem Midraise by something that is not Bigdo Lekarke. So then we can say that since Bishamai is Mekir, Bimkim Simchas Yom Tev, so just as the Amatia, Adar Yisurid Rabbonon Bimkim Simchas Yom Tev, so the Amatia, the Yisad Rabbonon of Tchine Shalom Bigdo Lekarke. Of course, that's a big chidesh, but that's how it's mashma from Rashi Shiv. All right, now I have to finish now. I can go in front. Ja, wir machen wohl. Wir werden hier bitte. Die Thema, wir haben gewinnt für der Kies Adam, bis haben wir ihm Chassim der Eifer, der Eifer und mit der Opfer. Welche kommen Rabbi Hoche, der Eifer machen wohl, was ist Kies und Kula Ome? Because it says, we gabe bis haben wir Bissila, wie Shobi. So that means, both are made. But according to Bishama, Eifer is not true for Kisa Adam altogether. The Eifer Muchon has a Kisa called the Okoton and the Gavishom and Masnis. The Yesh Leima, the Milse de Hochab Apenafshe, Koma Rabbi. Kileima, the Eifer Hakiro Muchon Huli in Tiltu. Short word. Kin Chassis Bitzeo and Chayitzebe. Avoloi Kwa Akisu the Lil Kwa. Because according to Bishama, so Eifer could not be used in Kisa altogether. Inam yesh leima di hotso meire beifer eichlin, di nigadl tzmochi. Hilka choyu, di nigadl tzmochi im mechassim. So Bishamai only say it in regard to eifer eichlin. But eifer eitzim, so Bishamai will agree that it's wrong for kisada. Aber loche meire beifer eichlin, gadl tzmochi. Ve afal pidu le mikro ofo, mechassim bei. Diko omar, דבר המקדל צמוחים, אף אגב לא יקרו אופו, ויהיה קרו אופו, בשום אוקיי, אף אגב לא יקדל צמוחים מחסן לי. אז הוא הציף איתי זו אופו, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's מקדל צמוחים or not. But if it isn't אופו, so then it has to be מקדל צמוחים. Then, so it's all right for Kiso, otherwise not. דיטניה, Even though it's not holy God of Smochim, because that's a crop. Hoyelich, Bisvino, Vainly offer the Hasse, Sir Talis in the Hasse, Upo Haskech and Efer the Mikrof, or Shenema Veloko, Litomi Mafa, Srif Zahatos, Ukar Srif Talis, Hasse, Dinozor, Minolim, Shana Dirsiv, Afri Zorle. So anything that is called offer, so it's all right, even though it's not only the Gadol Tzmochim.
weil koch hafri so auf, es rief es teile, es lohm ich du, es mohr, lohm ich gar, es mohr, und kach und zach lima, und kach und zach, was ich lehm in Mikrofon, ich hole mal gar, es mohr, ma binen hosso mikro, die wirklich so, afal gar, wie ich hoffe, auch in der Seher, Haroshi, im Dako, und er ist so pischt, im Dako, und es rief es die Matres, wie mich in Efer, Akiro, Kiro, וחיל הדק ונראה של פשטן ויסיד ומגוף ושיקוס שעוד מות עליך אוי נאו, בגמורה שיחתי סוף על מגנוסי וחובוסי מות עליך ואומר רב יהודה מחרי סודו מלאי קופוסי אופו ואיסה בו כל צורך ואיסה בו כל צורך So, ich die Sofa habe, mo kemach le tira gnosi le tira chau, was ili sheit chombe, muta le chasis bei. Die Holz waren schuut so, wo daite ja luja le chol zog. Mach ni so do meloi kupose, wie meloi kupose jopo, weisse kol zog, hey. Bis tam, so rasch es es, wie neissim mo kemach, weisse kol zog, aber am rinnom botlo le gabi kaka beis, aide di zutre. In other words, why? So, what is the chidesh of Rav Yehuda? And there's a whole shakle mitari. As to whether the Aloha is like Rav Yehuda or not. Why shouldn't we say, after all, he filled it up, he filled up a kupa with offer. So, he did it in order to be meichin, for his tashmishin. So why should it be osel? So it should certainly be muchon. How could one argue with Rav Yehuda? So Rashi says, we don't say inasmuch that it's in as much as it is small, but we could pass off, so there isn't so much. So, and then he puts it, he filled up a coupe with offer, and then he emptied it out. So, and the karaka, so then we should say that it becomes bottled the karaka vice. So, maybe it's not mucho. So, komash velon, no, it doesn't become bottled to the karaka vice. דור אשר זו תלפידה, זו תראה רבה, והוא שייתר איך אני כאן זריז. ולא ישוטרו, דימות חומיר צד ליצורך הוא כבר אלו. ובפתחו אך כל מה שנחוס על לכביר ולכסי שאל אך. אורי, נאו. ויומר רב יהודה, מחני סודם דתייסס. ויומר רב יהודה, מחני סודם, מלאי קופוסי אופו, ואין תימא מה בו להיסי ולהפרייסי לקטון אף להיכניס לגנוסי וחובוסי וכל שכים לאי קופוסי ויש לי מה זו פירש רשי ניח תכשייכניס אופו לגנוסי מהי רשי יכניס ארבע ויח וכל זמן שהוא צובו די טוב וכל צורכי וניבות לאגב קארק אבל לא אוכל מהי רשי ניכניס ארבע רק לאי קופוסי ויסל כדאי תוך דייבטי לאגב קארק So that's the Chiddush that even though it's small So you could say you should be bought like a car, okay? So come on, Shvila, no. Inami Yishleima, the Hosom Lui Mayre Rak Lechassis Vi, Avol Shor Tzor Chof Loi, Vi Hoche Ashminon, the Hoi Lu Milei Kuposei, Hoi Lu Milei Kuposei, Ofo, Ovid Bei Kol Tzor. So then Teisa says, that the Chidesh of Rav Yehuda is, because the Braise says, יכניס לגנוסי לחובוסי אופו. So is מוטה לחסס בי, so I could say that's only לחסס בי is מוטה. But other צורכים, it's also. Other צורכים, it's also. So that's קומש מילון, the review that not only is in מוטה. To use it for כיסו, he can use it for other צורכים as well. He can use it for other צורכים as well. And then, In the further Teisves, so Teisves says that even if we reject Rav Yehuda's din, so he says, Do vaday iseli Rav Yehuda liyin shemechasebe kishu vaday chayoyif. Avo mashomer Rav Yehuda veitse mikol tzorchei lisvilon kavos. So I mean that's in line with what Teisves says here, because insofar as using it for Kisa Adam in the Vada Chayo, so then there is no Shaila, there's the price. The Chidesh of Rav Yehuda consists that he can use it for other Tzorchim also. So if we accept Rav Yehuda's Din, then he can use it for other Tzorchim as well. This also. If we don't accept Rav Yehuda's Din, then for other Tzorchim he cannot use it. But for Kisa, he can use it.
Now the Maram raises the question, I mean, what difference does it make? What difference does it make? So the pshat is in accordance with what I mentioned before. In other words, that in tiltul there are involved two isurim. One isur that is involved in tiltul is an isur of mukze, of melochem in rabbonon. And that's the rabbonon that is based upon that it might lead to itzoye, or to other meloches, as the Rambam mentions in connection with klishim lachter isur. So one reason is because tiltul mukze is conducive to meloch, whether it's meloches itzoye or other meloches. The Rambam doesn't mention itzoye, but he mentions meloches in general. And then the Rambam gives another time, because if it had been allowed to be mitaltel, so the whole time of the Marinuach would become both. A person would be busy doing all kinds of things, I mean, things that are not meloches. But the whole time of Umayyanuach would become one. From the point of view of this time, that the time of Umayyanuach was bottled, so it's not a Nisa Meloch. It's a Nisa of Uvim Dechel. So it's two separate Isurim. So Mimele, even if we, that's why it says, that even if we don't accept Rav Yudah's din, but the Braise says that it's Yichli Tzofol Ignosol Chol Vose Yizmut Alechaz Ezbeit. Yizmut Alechaz Ezbeit. So, in other words, it is achon. It is achon. But, in other words, so the Braise only tells us that it doesn't involve the Iser of Mukze, of Melochem Mid Rabbono. That Iser it doesn't involve. But we could say, since there is another Iser involved in Tiltul, that Tiltul, certain Tiltulim are Uvdin Dechel. Even the Tiltul of the Kele, if it is not literary, so the Rambam says, is also mitzvah lugin dechel. So let's say so ofo, so mele, ofo, even if it is muchon, so the isa of mukta doesn't apply, of melochel rabon, but uvim dechel it is, so mele, without Rav Yudah's din, I could say that when he puts the ofo on the karka, too, he filled up his box with it, and then he dumped it on the ground in his chotzer. So mele, I could say, it's botlo ligabe the karka. So mele, it is so there is an issue of food in the hell. Muchon it is, but since he puts it on the karka, so though it is muchon, but it still involves the nisar of Uvim Dechel. But regarding kisu, as long as there is no nisar of mukte, as long as there is no nisar of mukte, only question of Uvim Dechel, so is muta. So the nisar of Uvim Dechel does not apply bimkei mitzvas kisu. So Mele is allowed him to shecht lechatchile with the intention of using the top. I mean, this din is mentioned in the Braise, Yichni Sofa Leginosel Chovosei Muta Lechases Bei. So it doesn't mean if he was Sheikhei Deved, he is Muta Lechases Bei. Because if he was Sheikhei Deved, so then the Yerushalme says that even Mukze Mamesh is Muta. But what it means, what the Braise means, Yichni Sofa Leginosei Uchovosei is Muta Lechases Bei, means that he can Shecht Lechatchile with the intention of using that offer that he was machnis leginose uchovase. Why? Because mukse it isn't. Only uvim dechel, so came mitzvas kisu, there is no iser of uvim dechel. There is no iser of uvim dechel. But other tzorchim, so then it should be also a mitzvah uvim dechel. So that is the chidesh of Rav Yudah, that machnis odom lekupose yofo, veise bikol tzorchim, that it's not bottle gabikarke, though it's not even a Uvim Dechel, so Mele you can do all the talk with. Alright, Mase. Koi in Sheikh de Mase Beyond. Now Koi is Sofik Chayah Sofik Vein. So it requires, so it has all the Chumres. So it's all the Chumres, in other words, it's Chayah Vizosa. And at the same time, it has the Chumre that that it requires kisu. So koi is in shechtes viyot. You're not allowed to shechte koi and yont. Vim shochtu ein chasin es don. Now, why aren't we allowed v'chatchile to shecht et niyontev? Because he wouldn't be allowed to be mechaz. So memeire is not allowed to shecht. And even if he was shechet, so he mechaz is done. V'yimise... V'yimise... What is it?
Be a suffix derisor from the Gavi, mitzvah kisu yadam.
So what do you mean?
So may suffix that it is a chiyut to be mechaz in yadam, we should be...
All right, one second, we'll soon see, I mean, how will it be in connection with Vadai, and how is it in connection with Sofik? The Gemara discusses it. So, Koy and Sheikh Nisib Yomtev, Vim Shochte Yim Chasin is done. Vim Yise. That what? Like Rav Yudas Din, that the Ofo, that one is Machnis, in his Kupe. So, and then, even though he dumped it on the ground, in his Chotza. So, it's a Sikol Tzorche. So why? So we should be able to be mechaz. We miss a lichsui. Kid Rabbi. Rabbi. Now, Taisa discusses whether the Gemara has reference to the Sefer or the Gemara has reference to the Reish. So Rashi. According to Rashi, the Gemara has reference to the Sefer. So why do we say, Vim shochte yei mechasin, es domei, let him be mechase with this kind of off? With this kind of off. So the Gemara answers, Zultamecho, lechasin. So what are you trying to prove? That the Aloch is not like Rav Yehuda. All right, so the Aloch is not like Rav Yehuda. But, so maybe with this offer, he cannot be mechasin. But with Eifakiro that was Husak Erev Yonte, so that he can be Mechase, or Dekano, so he can be Mechase. So let him be Mechase, the dam of the Koi, with Eifakiro Dekano, Erev Lesley. So what must you say? So this is what the Tarsus say to Mash. What must you say? Either the Bryce has referenced the case where he doesn't have Eifakiro, he doesn't have Dekano, or Chaname de Lesley. So in other words, so it has reference to a case where he doesn't have this kind of offer of it, that he filled up a coupe and then he dumped it on the ground. So the Gemara de Kashi, Yehoche, Mayo Yesofik. So why do we say that only so could not? But Vadai is different. Monefshach, if the Bai says reference to the case, where he doesn't have a vakiro, he doesn't have the canoes, and he doesn't have all this kind of offer. He doesn't have the offer of the coupe, that he was machnis. So Memeleis, in other words, so he has no offer muchol. So why dafke koi, so badenam? Afel badenam. So here is the Rashi says, doki bisil kainu on the asre, vafel devet. Below the canal. So in more answers, Lumi Borikov. In other words, the three of the Bryce has reference to a case where he doesn't have any of these offers. So then there is the cash. If he doesn't have any of these offers, he doesn't have offer Muhal. So even Vadai. So Vadai also the same Aloch. So in more answers, Inachanam. Vadai also the same Aloch. But the Chiddush is. So then certainly he cannot. Avol Sofik. Because Vadai is Vadai Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Kisu. So he cannot be Sheikhayev because then he'll be Mivatel. He doesn't have any offer Mukhol. So he'll be Mivatel in mitzvah the rights. So he's not allowed to do something that will necessarily involve a bitul mitzvah saseh. And then we cannot say, well, but because of Simchas Yonte, so let him be mivatul mitzvas kisu. So we certainly can say, why should the mitzvah of Simchas Yonte be deiche, the mitzvah of kisu, and he will not be able to be mikayim mitzvas kisu. So in Mele, he cannot share. loy loy kolom boy vada de loy is khaser et to posh aber sofi but I could say by koi so it's only sofi khay sofi beim or so it's not in vada bitu mitsese the rice so then we could say mon kutagu eimu mishim simchas yom tet vishrit velo lechas so I could say since it's not a vadai that he'll be in vatal if he does shech, then of course he will not be able to be mechasi. So it's not a vadai that he'll be in vatal if he does shech. It's a sofik, so perhaps the mitzvah of simcha, which is a vadai, if he does shech, so that will be, bivadoes, will be deiche, the sofik mitzvah of kis. I could argue that way. So kamashu. So this is what the Gemara says. Even though it's a sofik, but since like the raise is lechumre, so mele is cannot be. So since there is aloche, mayume the hayese, mahayese, one ese cannot be deich another ese. So that means that even ivada ese cannot be deich a sofik. So that's the finish. I come on. Now the Gemara asks the kashe for militone seife. וימשוחתי אם חסין אז דומה אם חסין אז דומה so מיכלל בדייס ליסקין so I mean so Rashi explained it alright so it's בישלה in regard to the Reishe so we can say what the Tartan said so we can say in other words that the Braise tells the Chidesh that even by Sofik so one could argue that he should shecht and not be mechasi. So, komashmelon, no. Vadai certainly is not allowed to shecht. But the stets in regard to the reish. But the seife says, vim shochtei, so is in mechasi nezdomei. Now that din, now if you are going to say that the Braise has referenced the case where he has no law for mucho. He has no deca notes and he has no ifakiro and he has no ifer of that kupi. He has so what kind of offer does he have? Only if umamish dig out offer and that he cannot do. So even Babadai he could not do it. So what kind of a chidesh is it that by sofik he cannot dig in in order to be mechasen adam? So we must say, since the Mishnah since the Braise tells us in the Sefer, that by Kol im shochtei mechasin, so it's mashma that it has reference to a case where he has this kind of offer. Which kind of offer? The offer of machnis or the Moliko Posse. He has the offer on the cooking. So and the din is not like Rav Yude. But for kisu it can be used. Why? Because inasmuch as he was machmis the offer in the coupe, so muchon it is. So the isa mukte doesn't apply. The isa mukte doesn't apply. But the aloch is not like Rav Yude. But um the chayil it still involves. So the gabri vadai. So that's why the Braise mentioned that only connection is sofik with koi. Because had it been vadai, so then the mitzvah kisu would certainly be so then would be muta. So then this isa of ubn b'chayim would be muta b'mkei mitzvah kisu. Masha'in came by koi, so it's not a vada mitzvah, it's only a sofik mitzvah. So even the isa of ubn b'chayim is not muta b'mkei sofik mitzvah kisu. So that's why it is us. So it's a raya against Rav Yud. From the time I say the Rashi, when Bishlo Nishich and the Reishi is like the Lama, the Lord Tehim and Nishchet Mishim Kvei Yonte, the Lord Kiso, and the same thing on the Mechasin, it less the Chode Mahan Lechasis, my Yitzchash Minon, Hash the Vada Mechasin, Sofik Mi Boye, and the Shmamer the Islay, the Kabel Vada Lechasin, Vashmini Sofik Boy, Vikashalon, Amai Mechasin, Ikit Rav Yud, and Ibe Vrakio. So, Elo Amarab, Eifa Kiro Muchon Levadai, Ve'ein Muchon Isofik. Now, The Rashba says that we shouldn't be geiras. There are certain mistakes in the Lashon HaRashba. The Hagoyes are not complete. So Elo Marab, Eva Tiro Muchal Vado and Muchal Sofik. So the Rashba says that we shouldn't be geiras. Eva Tiro, because then the Gemara says, Elo Sofik, my time, deal no of it, Ksisho, Vado Namen Nigzamisum Ksisho. Now, if it has reference to Eva Tiro, so how could there be Ksisho by Eva Tiro? So in other words, we should be geiras. Elo Marabe, Deka notes, is Muchal Levadai, Vei Muchal Lesofik, not Ifakiro. Is that the Rashba says? Because by Ifakiro, he couldn't say Mishksish. So Elo Marabe, Deka notes, Muchal Levadai, Vei Muchal Lesofik. Muchal Lesofik. So what does that mean? Because how could I don't know how to come? Ava gav di daito lechol miwe, hach mi ose mi yeles li vada, vini mi yeles li sofik. So in other words, the Gemara says that here it is reference to a case where there is a decanot. Now if there is a decanot, so then it is muta, so by vada it is muta. So then you ask, so even by koi it should be muta, why does the Vaisa say that by koi it's ain shechti? So the answer is that Tekanot is Muchal Vadai, then Muchal is Sofik. So what does it mean? If it's Muchal, so it's Muchal. But in spite of the fact that it's Muchal, so there is still a Nisa. By Sofik, by Koi, so there is a Nisa. So, Lisofik by time alone. Now, if it's a Tekanot, so it's Muchal. So by Sofik, it's also Muchal. So it's also Muchal, because so far the Gemara... Lisofik by time alone. Now, if it's a Dekanot, so it's Muchal. So by Sofik, it's also Muchal. So it's also Muchal, because so far the Gemara did not say that something that is Muchal Levada is not Muchal Sofik. So far the Gemara assumed, if it's Muchal, so it's Muchal. So it's Muchal. But by Sofik, so in spite of the fact that it's Muchal, so it's still also to share an account of other Isur, not the Isur of any Muchal, account of other Isur. So, Lisofik my time alone. If it's Muchon, why is it Oser? Because of the Iser, the Covid Gume. The Covid Gume. So, Badanami Covid Gume. Now, if we are Geiris, if Akiro Muchon, so then we have a very strange Chidesh. I mean that there is the Shire, the Iser of making a Gume in Eliya. That's a very strange Chidesh. But according to the Rashba, so we're not geiris if akiro, but take a note, Muchal Vadai Muchal Sofik. It's true that the Rashba says we are not geiris if akiro, so he doesn't mention because the Gemara says the Covid Gume. And by if akiro, what kind of an Isser of Gume is there? What kind of an Isser of Gume is there? So he says, because the Gemara says Ksishe, and by if akiro, that's not Ksishe, so it's mashma from the Lashon of the Rashba that insofar as Gume is concerned, so even by Kiro that could be Shaykh. I mean, there's a deal coming, but it's no Hecher, because inasmuch as the Rashba says that we are not Geiris if a Kiro, we are only Geiris the Kanot, so he doesn't want to go into it as to whether there is an Isair of making a Gume in Hecher or not. Because that Geirse is not correct anyway. Alright, so Gemara says, Elo Marabe, Dekanot, Muchal Vadai Muchal Sofik. So the Sofik my time alloy, even though it is Muchal, meanwhile, you can do Covid Gume. So Vadai Name Covid Gume. Elo Kidravad, because it's Mikalkul, so it's Muter. So Vachaname Kidravad, so by Sofik also it should be Muter. Elo Sofik my time, Dilmovit Ksishe. So why do we say that by Sofik, even though we have the Dekanot, so we still cannot check? Why can't he check? Because of Xere, Dilmovit Ksishe, even though. Now, even though the Mishnah has reference, I mean, even though it has reference to a case of Ofer Techuach, but by Ofer Techuach itself, there can be a Gzeira. Sometimes you have one cloud of earth, I mean, that is not Techuach. So mainly, even though it looks Techuach, so still it's also the Rabbonim because of the Gzeira. Because Gzeira, maybe sometimes the Ofer will not be Techuach, and then he will break up the Ofer. So there will be an Iser of Tchine. So you have to be gazed. Elosophic, my time is deal more of it Ksish. So you see, this is really the mokeh for Rashi Shite. Rashi Shite, the Rashi says that why is it also when Gemara says, Avon Hosom, Daftesom Adveiz, Atka likamra b'sil hochel l'shefri mechiyach. That's why it's muter. Avon Hosom Loi. Avon Hosom Loi. But Gabi Sheikhet. So b'sil say that it's osa t'sheach. So Rashi says, why is it osa t'sheach? So he says, the gazrino mishum ksishe. So where did Rashi get that there is a gzeira of ksishe? And that is the reason as to why b'sil say that it's not allowed. So it's this gemara. Elosophic, my time deal more with ksishe. That's why it's osa, so even by Ofer Techiyach. We have to be gaze, maybe there'll be a cloud of earth. And he'll be case shit. So Vadai now, Nigza Mishim Ksish. So Vavadai should also be also the Shech, even without the Dekanot. And though it is of the Chuach, because of Gzeira Mishim Ksish. So the Gemara answers, Vadai Kikovi Ksish Ose, Sevet Ocha Leises. So Memele, we don't have to be gaze. Because even if he will be Kesesh, so there will be no Aver, because the Eser of Kisa Adam would be Deche, the Leisese of Meloch in Yomtev. But by Sofik, there is no Tchir, because we don't know whether there is an Eser of Kisa Adam by Kul. Now, so here the Rashba and the Kashi, Munefshech, if we say, so far we more assumed that Kisa Adam is Deich and Loch is Yom, then the Maskoni is no. It's an Eser Loises. But so far the Gemara assume that Kisa Adam is Deich and Loch of Yom Tev. So how could the Gemara even for one moment have such a Salkadaito? Don't we see from the Mishneh that it's not Deich? Because if Kisa Adam, the Mitzvah of Kisa Adam is Deich and Loch of the Reise. In other words, of course we don't need Ofer Techuach, we don't need anything. So why do they answer? Why do they answer, Bisila? Why do they answer? And why do they require the kalotz? So it should be muter. Every meloche is muter in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kisadam. So why do Bisil say that it's osa? Why do Bisil say that it's osa? That's the kash of the Rashi. So the Rashba gives here the teretz, and there you see, I mean, that what I mentioned the previous time, I mean, that in Tiltu there are two Yisurim involved. One Yisrael is the Nisar of Mukse, which is Noach and Rabbonim, and another Yisrael is the Nisar of Tiltu on the score of Uvn Dechel. So the Rashba said it in so many words. Now, also as the Chalaisis said, so the Rashba discusses two things. One kasha is, in kein normally deka notes, yishri bafil chatchil, the afal pishen li deka notes, do bisha shchitel av midekovi. Uvatir, what is it?
I don't understand the point of the kasha, because the kisui adam, so that's the mitzvah kisui adam, and deka notes is that would be, that's not the mitzvah,
So you mean it's not the Eden? That's what the Gemara says. I mean, so the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the Kashe. that it's not bidne, so the Gemara says only kasha, the behadah, the kokos, is kom mirs. Kom mirs. So he says, so the Rashi here has two kashas. First of all, he has kosher. Imke normally they can out, yishchid lafil chathile, va'af al pishayli they can out, do bishash shchit alav mide kovi, uvetele koshochit, ulubosa bishochit, yachpe v'yichase, do se ese doch eslis. So then he gives this teretz, there's a Rashi shite, that one is not allowed to involve himself with chathile in the situation of chathile. All right. Now, then he has another kash. Vakati kosher. So that answers the kasha why he's not allowed to shecht lechatchil. Because he's not allowed to bring himself into a situation of tchi. But once he did shecht, alright, so he didn't do the right thing. But he did shecht. So we still say, when is he allowed to behave with dekia? Only if he has a dekanot. But if he doesn't have a dekanot, then not. Why? Once he did shecht, and kiso is deiche. Is deiche meloche de reise. Meloche de reise. So let him be chifa b'deker even without the canoes. Vakate kosheli kishochat mi yach b'deker v'chas afilu de canoes. Vafilu bof ha-sheni techuach. Do you want to say the chaleitzes? So why do we say dafki if he has a de canoes? Even after he did shecht, even though you already shecht. So then, v'yesh leima, the Yosef, then the last three lines in that paragraph. V'yesh leima, the Yosef, mishum tilpul b'mukti, v'chachomim emidu divreyem b'mkei mesed, yishev al taizu, v'afilu b'ofo mukhon name, mishum tilchebal. So he says, now that the hava min of the Gemara is, the hava min of the Gemara is, that he is not allowed, that kisu is deiche meloche de reisanyon. Meloche de reisanyon. So now the question arose, so why do we still say that even if he was sheichet already, even there, so he's only allowed to be chayfer the dekanot, but he's not no dekanot, not. Why can't he be chayfer, I mean, in the kaf ha'ilom, without a patachuach, and do everything? Why does he need the dekanot? So he said, because of Tilp. If there is no Dekanot, so then he's not allowed to be Mechasi, even though it's already the Evet, he's already Sheikhait, because of this appeal. But this appeal is only the Rabbanon, so Yesh Kiya Biat Chachom Lakadom Nateira B'Shev Altaises, so the Chachomi were Ikea, the mitzvah of Kis Adam, when it's in conflict with the Issa of Tilp. But if there is a Dekanot, then there is no Issa Tilp. If there is a Dekanot. But if there is no Dekanot, so there is an Issa Tilpul. And even though the offer is of a Muchon. Now if the offer is of a Muchon, so then it's not an Issa Tilpul Mukhtzen Mitzad underscore of the Loch, if it's Muchon. So he says, Mishum Tirche Ba'ome, what do you mean Tirche Ba'ome? Uvim Decheil. Uvim Decheil. So in other words, Ese is Decheil, Ese is a Kov, there is a cloud, Kov, the Tikkun Rabbonin Kinder Isaac. So we may leave the Issa of the Rabbonin is an Issa of Meloche. So the Chachomim cannot be Machmir, will not be Machmir, they can, but they wouldn't do it. You see. So if the Issa of the Rabbonin is an Issa Shvus, is an Issa Meloche, like the Issa of Tilpul Mukhtse, that is based upon the fact that it's conducive to Itzoya or to Adam Meloche, so then it's an Issa Meloche with Rabbonin. So we may just since Kisa Adam is Deiche, Meloche de Reise, so it is obvious that it will be Deiche, Meloche de Rabbonot. The Chachomim wouldn't be Machmir and the Rabbonot, more than on the Reise, call the Tikkun Rabbonot and the Reise Tikkun. If he is allowed, because in order to fulfill Mitzvah Kisu, to do a Meloche de Reise, so he is certainly allowed to be either the Issa Mukhtse of Meloche de Rabbonot. But, the Chayil, that has nothing to do with Meloche. That's a different kind of an Issa of the Chayil. So Mitzvah Kisu can be deicha the Issa Tilpul Mukhtse of Meloche, because Kol B'Tikkun Rabbonin can rise B'Tikkun. But the Issa Tilpul of Mukhtse of Uvim Decheil. So the Essa of Kisu does not necessarily have to be deicha. If the Chachomim said that it is, all right. But the Chachomim hebidu divrayim b'shev al-taise. So in other words, the Chachomim der Chachomim war Deiche, war Reiker, dem Mitzvah, Kisa Adam, Bishewal Taise, in a case where it conflicts with the Isa of Umdeche. But not, the Chachomim wouldn't be Eker, the Mitzvah of Kisa, in case where it conflicts with the Noach Rabot, because the Dina Torah is that Kisa is there, Noach Reise, why should the Chachomim say that Noach Rabot should not be Deiche? But Umdeche has no Sheiches with Noach. It's a different kind of an Isa, even though Ubn the Chayil is much more Kal than the Rabon of Meloche, but Kal and Chomer has nothing to do with it. Because there is a principle of Kol the Tikkun Rabon and Kind the Reis Tikkun. So Meloche, a Meloche the Rabon has to have the same deal like a Meloche the Reis. Seeing Sese is Deiche Leisese of Meloche, so is Deiche the Leisese the Rabon of Meloche. Mashiach in Ubn the Chayil, true, as far as David is concerned. So an avira of the chayil is less serious than an avira of meloche rabbanon, but it's a different kind of an iser. So here the chachomim worry that the mitzvah of kisu when it's in conflict with the iser of the chayil. All right. So the Gemara said, "Hey, madam, what is it?" No, if it, there is the canoe, so then it is needed, it doesn't involve any Isa. I mean, according to this Havamin of the Gemara. All right, I mean, so that will be in conflict with what we said in the Rashbo at that time. So, you see, this, what we said in the Rashbo at that time, that's a little bit Emes. So in other words, so a little bit Emes, so the canoe still involves an Iyan of Uvnechel. Still involves an Iyan of Uvnechel. But here, the Havamin of the Gemara, while the Gemara held that Kisadam is Deichem Loche, so then we would, so the Havamin would be forced to say that when there is Dekanot, then it doesn't involve even the Isa of Umdechem. Mashenkin Alibi Maskone, so we are not Muchach to say that. So we say that even when it is the canoe, but Nubin the Chayil, it still involves. Still involves. And that's why we still say that it's also to Shech Lechatchile, even with the canoes. So Alibi the Emes, so when there is the canoes, so it doesn't even involve the self of the Chayil, Alibi the Emes. Mashenkin, according to Havamin of the Gemara, we are forced to say that Deka notes doesn't involve anything. But I'll leave it the MS. The Rajma holds that Deka notes still involves the Isa of Ubn Dechet. And that's exactly why it is also the Shach Lechatchila, according to the Seal. According to this Alamine. So if there is no Deka notes, so then it's also Ubn Dechet. Yeah, Alibi the Emes, of course, because there is no Tchiyeh by Yom Tev. So Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Reise Tikkun. So just as Mitzvah Kisu is not Deiche Meloche the Reise, so Mitzvah Kisu is not Deiche Meloche the Rabbanon either. But in the Havamin, on the comment Havamin of the Gemara, that Mitzvah Kisu is Deiche Meloche the Reise, so Memeire, Kol the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Reise Tikkun, Mitzvah Kisu is Deiche Meloche the Rabbanon too. And still we require the Kadot. So why do we require the Kadot? Because if there is no Dekanot, so then there is an Isa of Ubn Dechel. And Mrs. Kiso is not Deche Ubn Dechel. All right. So hey, Madam Rinon. So we see from that Rashbo, so it's explicitly mentioned in the Rashbo. So he says, Vafimu mucho name osa, mishim tirche. What does it mean tirche? Ubn Dechel. So what I think of this issue says that the Lisa says, "Hey, Madam, we're going to the cash. Hey, Madam, we're going to say that the Lisa says, 'Can you be tzaras?' So that also is allowed to be mal the tinaik, even though that involves the removal of the negatzaras and that's allowed. We show the chov negatzaras. So the answer of mila is the love of tzaras. In amid the sudden bitzit." So the essay of tzitzes is the love of life. The being the rikomakia love, come into the essay. In other words, where it's geidne. It's simultaneous. The violation of the love and the fulfillment of the essay are the same time. But hoche beidne di komeka love loy mikines. But here, when he's even alive, you say that even if he's cases, so there is no avail, because the SF kiss is there. But first he's cases, he breaks it up into small particles, and then he's mechasid. So he's even alive before the fulfillment of the SF. So the Gemara says, only kashi the behavior the kosish komichs. He can do it, I mean, the same time. All right. So now the Gemara says, no, there couldn't be any tree. Say, Yom Tefasei, Viloisa Seyu, Veinese Deiches Loisa Seves. So, an essay is not Deiches Loisa Seves. So Mele, Kisu Adam, could not be Deiches, the mitzvah, Kisu Adam, could not be Deiches, the love of Meloch. Now there is a very strange Rabbi Hananel, I don't know, I mean, how to explain the Rabbi Hananel. And the Hagoye below, I mean, pointed out. You see, of course, the Pashtes is, I mean, which essay is the essay that is the Eichel Elav? That's the essay of Kis Adam. But the Rabbi Hananel says, not the essay of Kis Adam, the essay of Simchas Yom. He says. Might Afilu, he says, Vada Afilu Yobes Ksish Eshor, Might Haime Ose Esed Vesomach Bechagecho, Vidoche Slui Sase Kol Meloch. לוי סאסה קום לוח ואקשינון אם אדם רילן עושה עשה ודיחלי סאסה כמילה בצרה עשו יסוד מביציצס כי בידנה דמיקה לאו מקיימס לאו בצרה עשה יחסה ושום לנתי נגע וכל ישום עליו וביציצס הצרה ועוד מסיים את המילה ואם השמין אם הוצרה לא עושה שהוא עשה אבל לוח ביטן דקו לאו ולוי סאסה קום לוח וחסי שם לוח בעצמו ומקיים עשה דקיסו ומפקין הולי קשי והלו דקוסי איש מחסת למשיך דקיסס כאיסא איש, ואדם שאיסא סביב ועדקה. ועקשינו לו יגמר דיון תפסה ולא איסא סאו, כבי מרסה שבוסי, ולאף כל מלאכה סביב לא איסא עשו, ושמחה סיום תאב, איסא בלבדו, ואין איסא דיחס לא איסא סאו אס. So I mean, it's very strange. All right. Anyway, what I mean, the plain pshat is that it means the essay of Kisada. It means the essay of that. So that's what they say. So the Gemara refutes what Rabbi said before, that if a clear of Muchon Vadu and Muchon is Sofik, because by Sofik, even though it's Muchon, it's still also on the score of the Yisair of Gzeira Mishim Ksishi. If there is such a Gzeira, so Bavada, you should also be Gezer. And so the answer is, we're not Gezer. We're not Gezer. So by Sophie, we shouldn't be Gezer either. Hello, Maror. If a Kiro daitili vadai, then daitili Sophie. Then daitili Sophie. Now, so it's not before Rabbi said that when it's Muchon, so it's Muchon for everything. But by Sofik it's also on the score of other Isa, because of Zeir Hashem Yichas. Now the Gemara says no, that even though it's Muchon, and he had in mind to use it for kisu, but so it's muchon only ligabi kisu of adachai, but it's not muchon ligabi kisu of koi, which is soft. We ask the Rove time, the Oma Rove, hichnis opo lechasis bitseyo, muta lechasis bidam tzipe. Dam tzipe osa lechasis bitseyo. Na veloyo amre afil hichnis opo lechasis bidam tzipe, Muta lechasis beitzer. So in other words, what does Rabbi say? That if he was made offer to be mechasis hoyo, and tzeyo is not a vada. Sometimes it might be necessary, and sometimes not. But Kisu dam Zipper is a Vada. So if he was making it for a Sofik, so it cannot be used for a Vada, for a Vada Tashmish. But if he was making it for a Vada Tashmish, dam Zipper, that he certainly, he'll certainly have to share the Zipper. So, and then it's Nizdame, that there was sale, that he had to cover, so he cannot use it. So the halacha is that when one is making something for a vaday tashmish, it cannot, it's not considered as a achone for something that is a sofik tashmish. So the same way, so too, so even if a kiro, now here we can begin as if a kiro. So in other words, even though it's mucham amesh, but he was making it for vaday. So mele for koi, it's not mucham. Now the question is, I mean, this Gemara is very strange. Now what's the aloche? Superficially it appears, I mean, that the whole aloche of Rove, of hichli sofo lechases b'tzeyo, so muta lechases b'dam tzipeya, and dam tzipeya is also lechases b'tzeyo, that's a question of intention. Of umde. In other words, if a person prepares offer in order to be used in kisu dam tzipeya, so then his intention is if he was making offer to bring a chaset tzeya, which he doesn't even know whether the need will arise or not, so still he had in mind to prepare it. So if he had in mind to prepare it that so that it should be available in case the need will arise, even though he doesn't know whether the need will ever arise, is a sophic. So his intention was certainly that to prepare it for the purpose of using it in connection with something that will certainly arise. So in other words, so that is intention. However, if he intended, he prepared the offer in order that it should be available for the kisu dam tzipeya, so then we don't say that his intention was also to prepare it for the purpose of the of tzeyo, because tzeyo is not certain, so he did not prepare it for that purpose. So it's a question of intention. So we can understand that the intention in Ligabe Dam Tzeyo, because Dam Tzeyo so we understand that if he prepared offer in order that it should be available for covering the Dam Tzipeya, that he did not have in mind that it should be available for the purpose of covering tzeyo. But what bearing does that have upon koi? Why, koi is a sofik, but koi is another kind of a sofik. Tzeyo, so the sofik is, maybe the need will not even arise. But gabi koi, so he knows that the need will arise. Because aloch is making the reis lechomre, and whenever you shech the koi, you have to be mechasek. It's a sofik in the din, whether it's a chay or a behemo, but because of the aloch esvik and the reis and the chumre, so it's a vadai that this need will arise. So what connection is there between tzoyo and koi? By tzoyo we can understand very well, because if he prepared it to be used in covering dam tzipeya, so there is no ichoche that he really wanted this to be available for tzeyo, because perhaps he didn't even think of tzeyo, because he doesn't anticipate that there will be tzeyo. But Mashein Kein, Ligabi Koi, now he knows that when he shechti Koi, he has to be mechas. So it's a vadai that he'll have to be mechas. It's a sofik whether al-pidin he's mechuyev to be mechase, but it's a vadai in mitzies that he will have to be mechase. So what dinian is that? It doesn't even make sense. Now then the Gemara says, Amre b'marove pligi bo Rabbi Yisi, Amre b'marove pligi bo Rabbi Yisi b'chome v'rab zere, v'amre b'marove b'reid Rabbi Yisi b'chome v'rab zere. Chado ma koi areyu kitzoi. Koi areyu kitzoi. So that means that if he was machni sofo, v'chasiz b'tzoi, so muta v'chasiz b'dam koi. V'chado ma koi ne kitzoi. That he, if he was mischai, if he was prepared offer to be mechase, so he cannot be mechase kol. Why? So why does one say that inok itzoy hamachnis offer lechase stay or also lechase b'dam koi? Why the koi legabit tzoye kisof legabit vaday? Because tzoye is. It's so probable that it's considered as a certain korolila. Mashenkin koi is not korolila. It's not korolila. So Gemara says, Tistayin, the robe udoma koi areyu kitzoye. Doma robe hichnisof lechases bitzoye, muta lechases beitam tzipir. Tam tzipir also has bitzoye. So in other words, why? Because tzoye is not considered vada. It's not considered vada. Now, the question is, I mean, in other words, because tzoye is not, is considered, so that's rove. And the other mandoma holds that tzoye is considered vadai, because it's called vadai. But koi is certainly not vadai. But it should be the other way around. Koi should certainly be vadai. Because insofar as the need of having offer in order to mechase dam koi, that's in vadai, it's 100%. There is no doubt about it. So we have to say that to Rove's din, even though on the surface it appears, I mean, to be saying that Rove's din, it's not that Rove is equates. You see the possibility of saying, but not the certainty. With the uncertainty of tzeye, with the uncertainty of koi. By tzeye, so there is an uncertainty as to whether the need will arise or not. But by koi, there is no uncertainty. It is just as certain that will have to be mechase dam koi as dam tzipe. Only thing is, by dam tzipe is mechuyev to do it b'tiras vadai, and by koi is mechuyev to do it b'tiras ofik. But it's in vadai that will have to do it b'tiras ofik. So there is no uncertainty involved. But it seems from this Gemara that when one, let's say that when one, let's say, now suppose, now here the Gemara says that Hichni Sofa Lechases Be Dam Tzipeya, so is Osea Lechases Bitzer. Why? Because that's not a certain. But a hichnis ofo lechasis soye, so muta lechasis beidam tzipe, chayav tzipe. Now suppose one has in his house, he has let's say a hen, and he has a duck, and he has a goose. And suppose Erev Yontef, he thought, I mean, all the three are in the machilek. If let's say one of the three is not even machilek, then it's mukze. Then the thing itself is mukze. So it's not a question of being whether the offer is muchon for that purpose. So all the three are muchon, are in the, they are all muchon. Now suppose his intention was Erev Yontef, before Yontef, that he will slaughter on Yontev the hen, not a dog. And because of that, he prepared offer. To have offer available when he slaughtered the hen. And then, but Yontev, so he was persuaded the dog is better than the hen. And he decided he'll shech the dog. Now the dog is not mukta because the dog is also a medachil. Even though his intention was to slaughter on Yontef, the hen did not make the dog into mukz. So he decided to slaughter the dog. Now he wants to use the offer for being mechase the dam of the dog. Now, so would we say he cannot use it because he was making it only to be mechase to be mechase the dam of the hands of a male. He cannot use the same da al ofo to be mechase the dam of the dog. We wouldn't say that. Why? Because after all, it's the same tashish. Even though he did not have in mind to prepare the offer in order that it should be available for covering the dam of the dog, but it's the same tashish. It's the same tashmish. So the melee, he was making it for a certain tashmish, a certain type of a tashmish. So it's muchon for that tashmish. Even though he had in mind some other one, not the dog. So if it's the same tashmish and he may be maisach on it for a certain tashmish, so then it is muchon for this kind of tashmish, even though he'll do it in some other way than he originally thought, as long as it's the same tashmish. The same tashmish. But if it is some mele, the reason is why Rove says hichnis or hichnis ofo. Lechasis bitzeye. I mean, hichni sofo. Lechasis dam tzipir. So also lechasis bitzeye. So it's not just, of course, this is part of the reason, but that's not the whole truth. You see, so it's not just the fact that he didn't have in mind that say when he prepared the offer, he did not have the tzeye in mind. Because in the case where he did not have the dog in mind, so then he can use it. Why? Because there it's the same tashmish. So even though he did not have the dog in mind, so still it's much. But tzeye, that's a different tashmish. So that's why, if he's hichni sofo, lechases beidam tzipei, also lechases beitzeye, because it's a different tashmish altogether. So it is muchon for one type of tashmish, it's not muchon for another type of tashmish. So why do we say then? So then you should ask. So even if it's hichni sofo lechases beitzeye, so it should be also lechases beidam tzipei, because it's a different type. If it's a different type of tashmish, so there is another aloche, that if a person made a hachome for a certain type of a tashmish, and it can be deduced from his behavior that he certainly, that had the other tashmish been mentioned to him, so he would have done it for the other tashmish also, except he just didn't think of it. So then we say, true, when he prepared the offer, he just didn't think of the dam tzipir, that he needed for the dam tzipir. He just didn't think, it escaped his mind. At that moment it escaped his mind. But having been mentioned at that time, he certainly would have said, of course, I must have this offer in order to have it available for covering the dam tzipir. But it happens. I mean, a person just forgets about a thing, something, I mean, at that one moment. But since he was ready to do all this work and prepare offer for something that is, for a contingency that is not certain, let's say to cover, say, even though, I mean, the need was not certain, only a possibility. So not certain. So he certainly would have done the same achone. He would have done it. He would have done it for Tam Tzipir also, had it been brought to his attention. But why, how is it that he didn't do it for Tam Tzipir? Because he just escaped his attention, that's all. But had it been mentioned to him, now you know, I mean, you need offer tomorrow to cover Tam Tzipir, so he certainly said, of course, I have to do it for that even more than for that sake. But it just escaped at that moment. It escaped his notice. It escaped his attention. So Mimele, that's the aloche. So that's why we say, first of all, there is aloche that if one is mechi offer for one tashmish, so he does not become al pidin muchon for another tashmish. if it's a different type of a tashmish. But then there's another halacha, that if he prepared the offer for one type of tashmish, and it becomes apparent that had it been brought to his attention, he would have prepared the same offer for the other tashmish also. So the achone for this tashmish is also achone for another tashmish. For that tashmish. Let's say, we don't say, suppose a person did not prepare any offer. Did not prepare any offer at all. But we know that had it been brought to his attention, he would have prepared. So then we don't say it's muhon because there was no maize achone altogether. But where maize achone was there? But in his mind, thought of one tashmish, and of the other tashmish he didn't think at the time when he made maize achone, because it escaped his attention. Due to an inadvertence, it just escaped his attention. But if it is apparent from the way he acted, that had it been brought to his attention, he would have made the same achone for the other tashmish also. So mainly this, the achone for this tashmish is considered the achone for the other tashmish as well. So that's why we say that hichnisopo, lichasis bei tseye, so is muta lichas bedam tzika. Why? After all, he made the achone for the tashmish of covering the tseye, not for the tashmish of covering the dam tzika. And when achone is made for one tashmish, he does not ipso facto become muchon for the other tashmish. But here we have, it's apparent from the way he did the ma'is achone, that had it been brought to his attention, he certainly would have said, I'm preparing this offer even more for the dam tzika than for tzika. So in such a case, where the achone is made in such a way that it becomes apparent that had it been brought to his attention, so then he would have prepared the same thing for the other tashmish, so the hazmone for one tashmish becomes al pidin hazmone for the other tashmish. Mashein kein, where he was hichnisofor lichasis bidam tzipei, so also lichasis they say. Because after all, he prepared it for the tashmish of dam tzipei. For dam tzipei, he didn't prepare it. What? Suppose it had been brought to his attention. You know, sometimes, I mean, babies are not clean. So you need it for the chazit b'tzei. So we don't know how we would have acted. Maybe we would have said, oh yes, that's right, I have to prepare for that too. And maybe we say, well, why should I anticipate that the baby will be unclean? So in other words, it's not apparent. So since it's not a hechach that had it been brought to his attention, he would have made the same achone for the other tashmish. So mele, the achone for one tashmish does not make it muchon for the other tashmish. That's the reason. Now, what has it to do with koi? So the answer is this. We have to say that Enoch Namin, you see, he prepared. We are dealing here with a person who prepared offer nikup. He prepared offer nikup. Now, and he has other things to share besides the court. So then it wasn't, he didn't make the achone, he didn't prepare the offering, the kupo, or let's say the ifakir, or whatever it is. So he didn't prepare it in order that it should be available for covering the dam koi. But if it had been a question of one tzipir as against another tzipir, if it had been a question as of a hen against a dog or a goose, so then it would be muhon. Why? Because true, he did not have mind to share the dog, to have the offer in order to cover the dam of the dog. But he had mind to have the offer in order to use it to cover the dam tzipeya. So covering the dam the dam of the dock is the same kind of tashmis as covering the dam of the tiber. What difference does it make? Masheri came where it's a question of its tiber and the koi. So then it's a different kind of tashmish. Why? Because what is the purpose using offer in covering dam tiber? The purpose is, the objective is, to fulfill the mitzvah of kisadam. To fulfill the mitzvah of kisadam. And what is the purpose in using dam, in using offer to cover the dam of the koi? So now, it's a sofik. So maybe there is a chiyuv to cover the dam of the koi, but we don't know. But he certainly needs it when he shechts, so he certainly has to cover the dam. Why does he have to cover the dam? So in other words, he's only mechuyev b'teira sofik. To cover the dam koi, he's only mechuyev b'teira sofik, not b'teira svadai. Now, I mentioned in the sugye of Dovah Shinishal Matirin, so I mentioned the Chuvis HaRashbo, I mean there is a machlikes, that's a machzedek in Davides HaGashuni. Let's say, if somebody eats sofik treif, so of course midrash I say it's only sofik isa. And if, let's say, Tlapishmai it's galia that it wasn't treif, let's say after you face chidesh we see that the off, let's say, is still alive, so then he wasn't even an isa rais. But midrabonon, so from the Chuvis HaRashbo it's mashma that midrabonon is a sofik de raise is also b'teira svadai. And even if it turns out later on that it wasn't a treife, but since b'shaite it was a sofik and he ate it, so it was even an isa. Was even an isa rabon. Now that, so it's a machlekes, it's mashma from the Chuvis HaRashbo, it's machlekes between the Avedis HaGashuni and Tzemach Tzedek and that. Whether a Sveike de Reis, a Sofi Kisa de Reis, is also B'tir Svadai, mid Rabbonon, or it's only also B'tir Sofi. Not B'tir Svadai. B'tir Sofi is also mid Reis. But whether it's also mid Rabbonon, B'tir Svadai or not. That's Machlik and Tzemach Tzedek and Avedis HaGashuni. So, it's reasonable that even according to the Tzemach Tzedek, and that's how it's much from the washing of the Chuvis HaRashbo, that a sofik is a treife. So is mirabonon osa b'teira svadai? Is mirabonon osa b'teira svadai? So that's only ligabe sofik isa, the rise. So then it's osa b'teira svadai. But sofik mitzvah, there is certainly no chiyu b'teira svadai. There it's only a chiyu b'teira svadai. Sofik mitzvah. Let's say Gabi Koi. So it's a Sofik. What's a Chayo or Behemo? So he's Mechuyot and Mechasen Adam. So he's Mechuyot and Mechasen Adam because perhaps it is a Chayo. But if Lapishmai is Galia, then it's a Behemo, then he's not Mechuyot. Then he's not Mechuyot at all. Not even with Rabbonim is Mechuyot. But of course, he cannot take any chances. Because maybe it's going to Lapishmai that it is a chayo, so you cannot take any chances. So it's only also there, so it's not always. So what will happen, let's say,